Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77. Oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action. Kleine Preise. Große Freude.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. A great windbag letter on today's show, plus Sherbert and Donnie Baker. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
It was the greatest TV offer ever, the fabulous Ronco Vegematic. And now, attention ladies, in the labor-saving tradition of the Vegematic, Bobbit Co. presents the all-new Vagematic. Vagematic, the first feminine hygiene product that offers more than just feminine protection. Here's how it works. Your husband, Earl, is an abusive, alcoholic loser, and he's come home again late on a Saturday night.
Hey, baby, it's me, and I'm ready to party.
Actually, dear, I'm rather tired. I'm going to sleep. You're drunk, and I don't want you to touch me.
Earl doesn't know it, but she's inserted her brand-new Vagimatic feminine protection device.
Hey, let's boogie, baby. Ready or not, here comes Earl.
Earl, I must warn you, I'm wearing my new Vagimatic, so please leave me alone.
Vagimatic sounds kinky, baby. Let's do it.
I'm warning you, don't do that.
Oh, holy God! Help me! I'm bleeding! Hey, my d***'s gone!
Sorry, honey, but I said no. I meant no.
Give me back my d***!
I don't think so. The Vagimatic slices and dices and a purees.
No, no, not purees!
They won't be able to sew that back on. It's Vagimatic. Real feminine protection from Bobbit Co.
What are you going to do with my p***, honey?
I'm making sausages. Here, Fido.
Oh, no, not sausages.
Vagimatic. Pitch the Ginsu knives. Throw out your machete and try a Vagimatic. It slices, it snips, it mutilates, and it's beltless. And it even makes julienne fries.
No, no, not julienne fries. Oh!
Vagimatic from Bobbit Co. Call now and receive a free pocket fisherman and our handy home suture kit.
Hi, I'm Lorena Bobbitt, and when it comes to feminine protection, nothing cuts the mustard like a Vagimatic.
Vagimatic. Order now. Call 1-800-866-7426. That's 1-800-86-ORGAN.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I've been windbagged on food.
Oh,
I never thought this would happen.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Mac and cheese?
No. Creamsicles.
Uh-oh.
Really? A few people have written it.
We should point out today is officially National Creamsicle Day.
I didn't realize I did this, but apparently I inadvertently suggested that push-ups and creamsicles taste the same.
Yeah.
When in reality, push-ups are orange sherbet or sherbet.
Uh-huh.
Sherbet.
And creamsicles are orange sherbet or orange flavor with vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
So there's
I knew about the ice cream. I didn't realize that it's, first of all, is it sherbet?
I mean, it's not spelled.
Yeah, there's only one R.
Right.
God, I've always said sherbet.
Like, oh, everybody does.
Everyone does.
Yeah,
like Herbert.
Really? Right. Well, right. I bet you watch television.
So,
too.
Yeah, I guess.
So, how do you. So, there's no R in there, really?
Really, yeah, in the spelling of sherbet.
No idea. I'd spell that wrong. Sorry.
Well, I thought you being such a.
Snot.
Oh. Cruciverbalist, you may have seen sherbet.
Oh, nicely done.
Yes.
Oh, it's just now you're just trying to, just out of spite, because you've just been humiliated, you're coming back at me?
Not at all. No.
What's that noise? Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you?
I'm good. If you called it anything but sherbet, our ice cream man would give you the finger.
I bet he would.
Yeah. I had no idea. Is it really sherbet?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I never noticed.
Some new woke pronouncement or something. I don't know if you guys seen it, but this is new too. They got Jeopardy on Netflix now.
Really?
Yeah. I swear to God. Who'd ever imagine that? I remember being a kid watching Jeopardy with my mom, Phyllis, and her boyfriend, Shelby. I always hated that dick. Remember me talking about him? He wore boat shoes with board shorts. He looked like that dick from Drops of Jupiter. God, I hated him.
Yeah, I don't like that guy either. You're right, Donnie.
Thank you. Well, anyways, nothing makes you feel better about yourself than sitting around watching smart people get answers wrong. I swear to God. And that Alex Trebek, do people really believe he knows all that stuff?
No.
Like the answers ain't wrote down right there in front of his face.
Right.
What is cheat sheet for 200, poor Fedor? You ever notice how every time Trebek pronounced a Spaniard word, he'd always roll his R's when announcing it, like with the native tongue. Burrito. Only Alex Trebek can make Mexican food sound pretentious. Oh, speaking of that, I'll say it like this. If anyone's going to take Trebek's place after he leaves, it should be you, Tom.
Oh, thank you.
You'd make the perfect Jeopardy pinch hit host. You're the only person I know who can make people feel more ignorant than Alex Trebek does.
Thank you.
Ain't that right, Chickie?
Yes, you jerk.
I swear to God. I can already picture Tom hosting tonight. Your categories are 50s TV and music, sailing 101, skiing 201, and words that rhyme with poop. Good.
Well, all great categories.
Great.
They could change Jeopardy so instead of every answer having to be in the form of a question, Tom would make it where every answer has to be in the form of a joke, you know? And when contestants get it wrong, he'd respond with his usual, all that was missing was a punchline, a setup, and laughs.
Donnie!
Wow!
Donnie!
Look at the impressions.
You know, I'd give it to a double Jeopardy before Tom made it, everybody start crying together. Swear to God, knowing what I know about you, Tom, you could probably make that Ken Jennings dude walk out mid-game. You know? Then they'd cut back to close-up you just balled up laughing, all hysterical, you know, balled up in the fecal position, getting the biggest kick out of it.
Yeah. In the fecal position.
Yeah.
I'd better run. Whiffy's got online PE first period, so I got to set up the badminton net.
Okay.
I gotta go.
You're a good dad, Don.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Thank you for taking care of Wolf.
I think we're going to have to write Jeopardy hosted by Tom Griswold.
That is funny.
All that was missing was a setup, a punchline,
and a laugh.
I've been there when he said that.
Yes.
To me.
What is? I'm not aware of this Jeopardy on Netflix.
I'm not either.
So there's some of the bigger Jeopardies, like Jeopardy Tournament of Champions and Jeopardy the Masters, as they call it.
Oh, they're doing the.
They're doing those.
Yeah, they're putting those up there.
Because on regular Jeopardy on the regular network TV, a few weeks ago, they were running some classic episodes.
Yeah, way back.
Including one of the ones with Cheech and some And, yeah. And you're so used to
any with Art Fleming, or is it all just...
No, it was all Trebek. It seemed, yeah. I wouldn't have minded if they had shown some Art Fleming.
Yeah, those are cool, I think.
I've never seen them.
Voiceover with Don Pardo.
Yep.
Yeah.
The great
Don
Pardo.
This is Jeopardy! Now entering the studio.
Yeah.
One time there was a...
He's a frustrated 40-year-old radio personality from St. Louis, Missouri. He likes mayonnaise. It's Josh Arnold.
See, now, there you go. Now see that, for example.
Yeah.
Successful setup.
Mm-hmm.
Successful punchline.
Yeah.
And... great laugh. Thank you, Don Pardo.
You're welcome. That's not any candy bar. That's chunky.
Wow, that's good.
I used to love it when he'd come. This is Don Pardo speaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I imitate all the time.
Yep.
Except I can't do it as well as Mr. Pardo. We met Don Pardo a bunch of times.
Yep. Well, we hear him every morning, don't we?
Yeah, he was a really interesting guy.
Skin Flint.
Yes, and he famously told us.
Mm-hmm.
He had quit smoking in, I don't know, whatever it was, 1937 or something. He says, when cigarettes hit 20 cents a pack, I was out.
Oh, he bailed.
20 cents a pack. In New York right now, every puff costs $3. Wow.
Well, it's his life.
Now, before we moved on here, I was informed that Sherbet.
Yeah.
Sherbet.
I've always said Sherbert.
Everybody does. Right.
Okay. We have.
Should we change it? Are they going to have to change it?
Okay. Here we have a little bit of "Shoot the Sherbet to Me, Herbert" by Tommy Dorsey and the Clambake.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I love it already, I haven't heard it.
What's the band's name again?
It's Tommy Dorsey.
Yes.
And
Clambake Seven.
Clambake Seven. See, already this sounds like it sounds like a joke.
Right.
This is real. This is part of the reason the R got crammed into the word sherbet. It is, in fact, pronounced sherbet.
Hmm.
It is the usual word, according to this, for the frozen sweet dessert made from fruit or fruit juices. Sherbert, with an additional R in the second syllable, is less commonly used in Britain. Sherbet is a sweet powder. Anyway, here we go. This is why it's called sherbet, apparently, by everybody. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot the liquor to me, tomboy.
No, no.
No?
No, the liquor don't get it.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
And sherbet.
Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert.
Yep.
Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert.
Wow, I had no idea.
They say sherbet.
That grooves, man.
That does.
That is great. I love Tommy Dorsey.
So there's a...
I never cared for Tommy Dorsey.
No, really? you don't like
him. The hell's wrong with you?
Jimmy Dorsey. I liked him.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't hear much about Jimmy.
No, you don't. No. See, that's why you like
1939.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert.
You know, it's a metaphor for ejaculation.
I said what now?
It's a metaphor for ejaculation.
Yeah.
It's
what?
A filthy tune, if you really pay attention
to it. Are
you
serious?
Yeah. On the small of my back.
Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert.
Give me a necklace, Tommy.
Well, she started by licking, so.
I think exactly. Get it in my hair.
Excuse me, you're off. Could you all refrain from this idiocy?
It's just protein, baby.
Yes, I run water through it every now and then.
You've had an egg white, haven't you?
Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert.
Let's could we return to the...
like an egg white.
To the actual art, please.
Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert. Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert. Shoot it fast.
Begging for it.
Wow.
She's dirty. Thirsty.
I'm having a lot of fun imagining what the guy that plays that guitar looks like.
Wow.
Well, he's wearing a suit, I guarantee
you. Yeah.
Well, the people who could barely sing really made a nice living back then.
What do you mean?
You don't think she could sing?
No, the guy. Oh, well, whatever you say.
Oh, that's
that's what he's doing. He's just meant to be kind of.
And that's
cool.
The standard thing where the horn players all step up and do the talks.
Well, I love that.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
Transylvania, 6,000. Oh, don't
you love that in Pennsylvania, 6,500? You
said Transylvania?
Yes, you did.
I was saying the other day, my favorite TV commercial locally, it's not on the air anymore, but it was the car salesman all pretending to be singing the jingle. God, I love that. I can just see filming that day. Fellas, put out the cigarettes. Get over here.
Yeah,
they're all lip syncing.
You're going to be pretending to be singing the song. Yeah. Don't you love that? Yeah, they moved the dealership, had to get rid of the jingle.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Somebody should redo that again. God, that's hilarious. Let's give this a listen one more time. This is why Sherbet is called Sherbert. Nice clarinet.
Shoot the liquor to me, tomboy.
Shoot the liquor.
Shoot the liquor to me, tomboy?
Okay. Well, this is the Tommy Dorsey band.
Right.
Once again, Tommy Dorsey and the Clam Bake 7.
Says you don't want that liquor, doesn't he?
Well, is that what he says?
Yeah. Doesn't this seem a little sexist?
Yeah.
Doesn't this seem a little aggressive?
You're saying that?
No, I don't think so.
Of course I'm saying that.
Sexist and aggressive? Okay, never mind.
Oh, no.
No?
No, the liquor don't get it.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
And see, that's the sales staff.
Yeah.
Those are the car sales guys. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream
for ice cream. So he's saying liquor doesn't get it. Ice cream is better.
Yeah. So you don't want that booze, girl.
No, you want ice cream.
Take this sherbet.
Yeah, this really is.
This really is
a fiction, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of these musicians.
Don't you turn
in 1939
your head.
Turning down the booze to meet the gal with ice cream.
Oh my god.
You can make boozy milkshakes though.
You sure can.
Yeah.
Mudslides, yeah.
Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert.
Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert.
No.
Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert. Shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert.
Is there anything else?
Young Herb Albert.
Wow, yeah. Could you mic the guitar? The poor guy's playing great, and he's like 40 feet away.
Tom's producing an old record right now.
Right. He can't let anything be. Come on.
Tommy Dorsey, yeah. A couple of notes.
First of all, addiction, please. You're mumbling about the liquor.
He's just talking to the sound engineer. Can we turn the guitar up? There are no levels yet.
Yeah, they didn't have equipment like that.
Move the guitar player closer to the microphone.
One microphone in the middle of a room. That's exactly all we got.
We've all been there when he's looked at as, I can't hear the T in iced tea.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to my world.
Hey, listen, Blind Lemon. Your mojo may be working, but I can't hear a word you're saying. So could we fix it up a little bit? Sorry.
That's sherbet. A good tune.
Sherbet.
Sherbet.
No idea. Nice home run there, Dean. I don't know how you found that so
good. I like that song.
I like it too, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that is good, isn't it?
It's fun.
I can't think of it the same, though, since Josh said that it is about a dirty, dirty thing.
Yeah, there's that.
Hey, look, I just had to point out the obvious.
Well, that'd be a nice code where, hey, you want to go eat some sherbet?
Yeah. Josh, why don't you spend this weekend, you don't know how to use your computer, make a little video out of this. Take some of those pornos you watch all the time.
Just
shoot the sherbet to me, Herbert.
Just a compilation.
End over end.
Oh, boy.
Arcing. The air.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
All right.
Now we're all doing it.
Well, they had to make it clever back then. They couldn't just come out and say. Because the original song is.
Don't.
What's the guy? Let's do this guy. What's the guy's name?
I've already had a rough
Dizzy.
Dizzy. Dizzy. Yeah. Shoot the
Dizzy.
Doom it, Dizzy. Yeah. That's right.
Right then,
of course,
on,
that's
Pat.
What Dizzy Gillespie, Dizzy Gillespie got his name.
I think that's on the B side.
Dizzy's, you know, because you had your Dizzy Dean and your Daffy Dean.
Gillespie.
You know horn players.
Your Dizzy Gillespie and his brother.
Mm-hmm. I don't guess.
That's why his cheeks were like
a guy
that.
Named Gummy would work.
Okay, where were we? I've lost my place. I got something real quick here.
Show.
This is kind of cool.
What?
I forget why we were talking about Frank Sinatra the other day.
Because there's a wonderful series on Netflix, and Pat and I have both watched it, and if you haven't seen it, speaking of Tommy Dorsey, watching Frank sing in front of those big bands early in his career is so amazing.
It really is.
Got this email from Bob. He writes, I was about 12 or 13. I got to meet and spend about 25 minutes with Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
It was at an amphitheater. The opening act was a kid named Jay Leno. With a massive head of curly hair. Frank was sincere and warm. I say Frank because when our conversation was over, he said, my friends call me Frank and you are my friend.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Wow.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yikes. Yeah,
did you ask him to bury a body or anything?
He just turned to the tour manager and goes, I said no soda in the green room, okay?
Yeah.
A friend of mine was running a concert. He was one of the backstage guys, and it was Sinatra on one of his final tours. You've heard the story 100 times, I'm sure, but this guy opened the door to the wrong room, and Frank was in there by himself. And as I recall, Frank's rider required like a couple tables with tablecloths on them, a bottle of
Daniels,
like a bottle of Jack Daniels, yep. A bottle of vodka, whatever, and a carton of Luckies, an ashtray, matches, and a bucket of ice or something. So he goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Sinatra." And he goes, "Come on in, kid." And
that's cool.
Sat there and talked with Frank Sinatra for an hour.
Wow.
He said so.
Man.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now,
I didn't realize Ava Gardner was such a bitch.
Yeah, she's.
Oh, man. I didn't know she was.
But in the words of Ed, in the words of Ed Asner, but she was fast.
I guess. Yeah,
she was easy on the eye.
She was easy on the eye. And
you're not so dizzy.
I kind of named my daughter after her, but I didn't realize that until I saw the show, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Broke his heart.
But I met your daughter. It fits.
Oh. Wow.
When did Josh put on the bad guy hat?
Even more confrontational than we are normally. I like it very much.
It's like watching wrestling. All of a sudden, the good guy becomes the bad guy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.